I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day.
Good morning, Colt Powers 104.9 KLMJ out here logging at the lake here on this April 1st here in the 7 o'clock hour. It's a little bit early for a lot of people. Not for me. I had to skip weights to be out here today. So Marcus was going to help take care of the weight room for me. But I am standing here this morning with the Hampton Dumont Cal track and field team. Coach Albers wanted to get the boys out here early this morning to be able to participate in logging at the lake here this morning. And we've had a few events already go on here this morning. And I am standing with Joe Powers right now. He took place in the log lift event, which is very similar to a squat, which he should be very familiar with. Joe, how are we feeling this morning?
You know, I'm feeling pretty good on this great morning. 350-pound squat log, you know, feeling pretty good. I already know I'm going to get first place, though.
How many reps were you able to get?
I ripped out a good 35.
35, and you think that's enough to place there?
Oh, yeah.
You think it's enough to take first?
Oh, yeah, no worries.
All right. You look strong, so very happy with that. I'm sure Coach Miller will be very happy with that. Hopefully this translates to the football field as well for you coming up this fall. So looking forward to that.
Yes, sir.
All right, great job, Joe. We also had the pole tossing event going on, and I watched a little bit of that, and the boys were using tree trunks like javelins. I got Jory Angstman here and Carson Helmke. They were involved in a pole tossing contest. Jory, how you doing this morning?
Well, I feel great. I'm pretty satisfied with my throw, but it was about 15 foot 11 inches, but I got one more ahead of me, so I'm looking forward to that. It's a great opportunity to be out here.
That's very impressive for throwing a tree trunk. So, Carson, how'd yours go?
I'm doing pretty solid. I got a solid 10 foot in me, and I can't wait for my next two throws.
That's awesome. It looked like strategy you guys needed to make sure you kept your shoulders in check throwing those tree trunks. How did that go? Everybody, you guys, your shoulders feeling okay this morning?
Mine's a little tight this morning, but I still got that other throw ahead of me. I might try with a spiral technique that, you know, like a football, and we'll see how it goes.
All right.
Mine's still feeling pretty good.
Still feeling good? All right. That looked a little awkward, but as long as you guys are feeling good about it, that is fantastic. So good luck on the rest of your event. The other one we were watching this morning was the 100-meter log rolling, and these boys, I didn't know what to expect, but they're standing on a log, and they have to basically run forward and try and get to the finish line. It's 100 meters standing on the log, and I'm standing here with, actually, my son Remington Powers was involved with it, and Brody Peters. Brody, how did it go for you this morning?
Oh, man, this morning I was dog tired when I woke up this morning, kind of thought about not really showing up, but I really thought I should. So I got on the logs. 100 meters is a lot farther than you think, especially on a log. Ooh, track, it. Oh man, it's a lot longer distance on a log.
You look and sound like it took a lot out of you. Remington, how'd that go for you?
It went all right. You know, like Brody said, it's very far, 100 meters, especially when you're on a log. But I'd say I did pretty good. It was a close finish, very neck and neck. They have to go to video footage to see who won that.
Well, it looked like it was a little easier when the bark was on it, but as the bark started to peel off, it looked like you guys slipped a little bit. How did that, did you feel like that went okay yet, or?
That went all right. You know, I probably should have taken my socks off because now I don't have anything left on my feet. The bark kind of took them off and started making it slippery when I was barefoot on the no-barked logs.
Yep. So, well, you guys did a great job, and hopefully we see you guys placing pretty high up there. And like I said, we'll go to the video footage later and check that out. But great job this morning on you guys. And moving over here to Mr. Haar, he was involved in the leaf throwing contest, and that one was very unique. Brady, how do you feel that one went for you?
I think I could have done a lot better, but the leaves aren't in perfect condition yet, so I tried to get my shoulder as loose as I could and get a good throw in.
Well, that's, you know, this time of year, the leaves aren't in the best condition. Like you said, they haven't grown on the trees yet, and the ones that are on the ground have decomposed a lot, so you really had to search to find a good leaf to get a throw on it, but you look good in it. And for anybody out there that knows Brady Haar, he's a basketball star, and I'm literally standing on my tippy toes trying to get him the microphone here. He's pretty tall. He's a tree in himself, so, but great job, Brady. You did a good job. Any final thoughts this morning?
I'm thinking next time I come out to do this, I'm going to want a better performance. I'm going to keep putting in the work in the offseason to make sure I can come back better than ever.
That's awesome. Great job this morning to you, and good luck on that, things going moving forward. And I'm also standing here with Briggs Grokey. He's going to be participating later on this morning in the syrup chugging contest, he tells me. And Briggs, what did you do to prepare for this role?
Oh, well, you know, I didn't really have to prepare. They say I'm half Canadian, so should be a breeze for me. No problem.
That's awesome. I hear that the breakfast table, they're not allowing the syrup over there because they're saving it all for the chugging contest. Can you confirm or deny that?
Oh, yeah, that's so true. That's probably all mine, if I'm being honest.
You know, I know there's quite a few people ready for the syrup chugging contest, so very much looking forward to that one as well. And do you feel like you've prepared for it by expanding your stomach, or have you just kind of let it go empty and see what you can do?
I'm just going to see what I can do. I believe in myself. So, yeah.
That's awesome. All right. Well, good luck to you later today. Good luck to all the boys here today as things go on. I can see a lot of you, as you finish up, you're going to head to the breakfast. There's eggs and moose sausage available. And I hear there's bear claws and flapjacks. I do hear, though, as they are not allowing any syrup for the flapjacks, so they're letting Emmett Elling from Iowa B bring in his honey for them to use on the flapjacks. So that's very cool of Ellings to be able to do that with Iowa B honey. But make sure you guys stop at the merch tent on the way out, as they have limited edition Logging at the Lake t-shirts, and I hear rumor they are able to print something with HD Cal track and field on there for you guys, so that'll make it even more limited edition. I do have one final question. I see Hudson Hansen's here. Are you preparing for the flannel fashion show later on today?
Yes, I picked out my flannel yesterday, and I hope I win. I think I should.
You're going to shave because you're not quite that pretty yet this morning, so you got a little touch-up to do. Will you be putting on any makeup to make yourself look a little bit better, or are you going to try and go rugged, manly style?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go for the more rugged man style. I might glue some more hairs on, you know, see if I can get a nice little beard going.
That's all right. Well, good luck to you. Good luck to everybody here today. And final thoughts here is it's quite the event for the Logging at the Lake Championship. Good luck to all our HD Cowboys as they are, they've been participating and they still have a few events to come. So I'm going to send it back to the studio. Again, Colt Powers, 104.9 KLMJ for the April 1st Logging at the Lake. Sending it back to the studio.